And this is All Things Considered on 90.7 WFAE. Good evening, I'm Nick Delek now. And perhaps some of these sounds have been pervading your home or office recently. God bless. It is cold and flu season, and yes, you can go to the drugstore, and you probably should. But Amy Rogers with WFA Eats is with us now to talk about some relief you can also find in your kitchen. Amy, how are you feeling?
I'm okay.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. I'm so glad that you're here with us. So obviously, chicken soup, a classic example of this, does it really work?
Yes. And there's science to prove it. You know, the steam from the broth is very good for your nasal passages. The salt is soothing to your throat. It doesn't have to be chicken soup. It can be vegetable soup. But the important thing is to stay hydrated, and most people don't really do a good job of that. So you want to keep the fluids going, juices and soups and things like that.
Yeah, so soups, definitely something that's, you know, more well-known. So take us through some of a few lesser well-known remedies. Run through some of these.
Well, you know, lesser well-known means that you just haven't known about it yet. Most of the remedies that are out there have been out there a really long time. Different herbal remedies, different kinds of teas, different kinds of, you know, elderberry syrup is very trendy right now, but it's also a really old remedy. So you don't want to make your own at home because there are parts of the plant that are poisonous. You know, get it from someone who knows what they're
doing. That could make things worse.
Any
other remedies that someone could utilize?
Well, spicy things are good, even though that may be counterintuitive. You know, you want to soothe your sore throat and your nasal passages, but spicy things like peppers and ginger and garlic and turmeric and those good things actually increase the flow of secretions, so they get all that stuff out of you faster.
You also have a recipe for hot buttered rum.
Yes. You know, basically you want to take any hot liquid, put some sugar in it, put some whiskey in it, and a little bit of butter to make it buttery, and put it in your microwave and sip on it.
Mm. Are there any foods that you should avoid if you have a cold?
Well, you know, there's a big discussion about whether dairy products cause you to create more congestion. And, you know, I did some research on this, and there's nothing that really correlates it directly unless you individually are sensitive to dairy products or have a problem digesting them and assimilating them. You know, it's not going to make it worse. It's not going to make it better.
You know, I often find that if I have a cold, a glass of orange juice does me wonders. Does that work? Is that just a placebo?
You know, if it can help for you, we have this big myth about vitamin C, and we pump big bunches of it, and now the science is showing us that vitamin C doesn't really do a whole lot that's measurable to reduce the length of a cold or a viral illness. You know, the best thing to do is to stay well, you know, wash your hands, get immunizations, all that good stuff, and stay healthy as best you can, because not really anything is going to shorten it, so you want to tough it out as best you can.
You'd also written that kimchi is also a good alternative.
Right. So we love fermented foods. There are micronutrients in lots of these fermented foods that all of these cultures have known about for eons and eons, and now that we're scientifically looking into what these things do to our gut biome and what have you, you know, we're finding some interesting conclusions about the fact that these substances do have either an effect that prevents illness or can possibly cure it.
All right. Well, thankfully, winter should be over soon, so hopefully that'll be the end of this year's cold season, right?
Right. And until then, drink lots of liquids, eat good food, stay well.
All right, that's Amy Rogers with WFA Eats. Amy, thanks as always.
We'll see you soon.
And All Things Considered continues in just a moment.